Hi, welcome back to Joke Blogs. In today's episode, I want to tell you about an announcement that Estonia has made that it is restricting the issuance of visas to all Russian citizens. And this is really important because all of the airlines at the moment have banned flights to and from Russia. So it's very difficult for Russian citizens to be able to get out of Russia into Europe. And so the only way of doing that is by land travel. So they've been going across borders and into Europe. And Estonia offered an opportunity for Russian citizens to be able to get into the EU because Estonia is part of the EU and the visa system was very relaxed with regards to Russian entry. However, they've now changed those rules and this is really closing down the opportunity for Russians to be able to enter Europe. So in today's episode, we'll go through the announcement that Estonia have made. I'll have a look at the map of Europe and you can see the entry points that Russians would be looking at to actually get out of Russia into Europe. We'll then go through which other countries which sit on the border between Russia and Europe have banned the entry of the citizens. And then I'll go through all the implications of these restrictions in terms of the business opportunities, education, tourism, and fundamentally the big issue here is brain drain. Because if you restrict the movement of people, then ultimately you are making their lives less enjoyable and less fulfilling, and there is a massive possibility here that Russia are going to see all of their good people looking to leave the country. And I think that's really the key issue that I want to get to the heart of in today's video. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think the implications of all of this are for Russia and the Russian economy. So before we get started, as usual, I'm going to ask you for a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're liking the content, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters so you can skip over stuff if you're not that interested in it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. Estonia has announced that it will prevent most Russians from entering the country even if they have visas that have been issued by Estonian authorities, which will cut off a very popular route into Europe's passport-free Schengen zone. Estonia's foreign minister stated, "We have seen an enormous rise in the number of Russian citizens coming into or passing through Estonia. The possibility they have to visit Estonia or other parts of Europe via Estonia en masse is not in line with the principles of the sanctions we have imposed." Estonia said it will continue to honour visas issued by other European countries and also allow students already in the country to finish their degrees. "For many students, given the situation at present, returning home may be dangerous if they have spoken out in support of Ukraine and criticised the Russian regime and its aggression. Exceptions have also been made for Russians who have long-term residence permits or are entering on humanitarian grounds, visitors to close relatives, diplomats and their families, and workers in international goods and passenger transport." Now, as I touched on at the start of the video, the reason that this announcement is so important is because Estonia is part of the European Union. And the European Union is a group of 26 countries in Europe who have trade agreements. And the key issue here is that there is no passport required to travel between all of the different countries. So once you enter one of the 26 EU countries, you can pass freely through all the rest of them. So essentially what's been happening is a lot of Russians have been entering Estonia and then moving on to one of the other 25 countries within the EU. So Estonia has been facilitating this freedom of movement, and by closing down this visa route, it's really caused a problem for a lot of Russian citizens. One of the reasons that the closure of the border in Estonia is so important is that it's now very difficult to be able to fly out of Russia to most places in the Western world. This map shows the countries that have closed their airspace to Russian airlines, so you can no longer fly directly from any of the countries that are covered in blue here. So obviously you can see that the USA and Canada have closed their borders, but the most important part here is Europe. And the map shows that virtually the whole of Europe has now closed its airspace to Russia. So if you're a Russian citizen and you decide that you want to leave the country, it is now impossible to get flights to any of these destinations. So the easiest way today of leaving Russia for Europe is to do it by road. And this detailed map of Europe shows all of the different countries that border Russia. If you're looking to venture into Europe, there are a limited number of options. The biggest landmass border is Ukraine, and clearly there are a lot of political issues around entering Ukraine now, so that's probably not the most desired route for most Russians. Belarus has been supportive of Russia throughout the whole of the Ukraine conflict. If you've been following the channel, you'll know that they facilitated some of the entry points at the early stages of the conflict when Russia was trying to make moves on Kyiv. And as a result of this relationship, Belarus has also been subject to the sanctions that have been applied to Russia, so isn't really an option for anybody looking to flee the country. So the most practical options if you're looking to leave Russia for Europe are Latvia, Estonia, Finland, and to a very small extent, Norway. However, the border between Russia and Norway is in the Arctic Circle, and the logistics of making that crossing are completely unrealistic. So we've just seen that Estonia has closed down the option of Russian citizens entering the country. So let's discuss the visa situation with these other countries. Latvia, which is the next obvious option, announced at the start of August that it was stopping the issuance of entry visas to citizens of Russia due to the Ukraine war. Authorities in Latvia suspended the cross-border deal with Russia that was projected to simplify the travel process between two countries for all persons living in border regions. The Baltic State Government authorities said the travel agreement had been stopped due to the closure of the Latvian consulate in Russia, which had served as the only diplomatic mission that issued documents to Russian citizens as part of the simplified scheme. This later statement followed on from a previous announcement that Latvia had stopped issuing entry visas to citizens and residents of Russia due to the war in Ukraine. Lithuania does not have a direct land border with Russia, but does have a significant border with Belarus, and therefore there is still a possibility that Russian citizens could enter into the European Union through the border between Belarus and Lithuania. However, at the start of the war, the Lithuanian authorities announced that it was stopping the issuance of all visas to Russian citizens as a result of the conflict. This news was later followed by another announcement that Russian citizens will no longer be able to go to Lithuania to seek healthcare services such as diagnostic examinations, inpatient or surgical treatments. Nor would they be prepared to issue permits for the reason of visiting relatives in Lithuania. As I mentioned a moment ago, the practicalities of travelling between Russia and Norway across the border are very difficult. However, in addition to the practical problems, Norwegian authorities announced in June that they would tighten the visa rules relating to applications from Russian citizens. These tightened regulations will also apply to siblings and other relatives of Russians who already reside legally in Norway, and they will find it harder to enter Norway as the application for tourist visas will be generally rejected. The Norwegian Directorate of Immigration said the country had taken such a decision due to the fear that Russians who reach Norway will not return back to Russia. Finland has recently announced that the government will start limiting the number of visas issued to citizens of Russia. It was recently reported that since the 15th of July, when Russian authorities lifted all restrictions imposed due to the coronavirus, weekly border traffic between Russia and Finland had increased by a total of 40%. As a result of this increase in traffic, authorities in Finland have now announced that the government will start limiting the number of visas issued to Russian citizens. So why do these travel bans matter? Well, if you think about why people leave a country, there are a number of different reasons. On a very basic level, everybody tends to leave a country to go on holiday. So that's the most common reason that people would travel abroad. You want to go and see another country, you want to experience a different culture, or maybe you just want to hit the beach or the ski slopes or something like that. So it's fun, it's entertaining, it's a nice thing to be able to do with your family. And generally the way life works is that as you progress and you earn more money, if you can afford it, you want to go on better holidays. So you might want to go to more exciting destinations. That's generally what makes people happy. So if you're restricted in terms of where you're able to go to on holiday, then that's obviously reducing the fun factor in your life. So on a very basic level, stopping Russians being able to go to Europe is really limiting their options in terms of what they can do for entertainment. So a very simple issue such as where you're allowed to go on holiday starts to cause unhappiness in the population and therefore disgruntlement with the people who are running the country. Another reason why people travel abroad is to expand their education. So this could be formal education, such as going to university overseas, or it might just be that you want to educate yourself. You want to do some sort of exchange program, go and learn another language, those sort of options. And once again, if you're restricted in terms of where you're allowed to go, then that changes your whole lifestyle. And one of the big things that's happened in Russia over the last 30 years is that they've moved away from a communist state where everything was controlled by the state. And you weren't allowed to leave the country and you had a lot of restrictions. And they've moved to more of a capitalist environment. So they had freedom of travel. People were able to travel abroad to go and educate themselves, to see what other cultures were doing and to learn more about the world. If Russia is taking a massive step back because none of the people are allowed to leave to certain countries, then that's forcing people back into a more controlled environment. And that doesn't represent any progress whatsoever. If you've suddenly seen the opportunity of being able to travel and go to other places and educate yourself, then the last thing that you want is for your government to be doing things that restrict all of that in the future. That changes your opportunities. And of course, having your people going abroad and seeing different cultures and learning things helps develop the country, because they generally come back with new ideas and concepts and ways of doing things, and that helps to improve the way things are done back at home. So having this opportunity cut off will limit the amount of development that will occur in Russia. And the other most common reason why people travel abroad is for business. If you're an international business, then you'll want to do deals all over the world. And Europe has a lot of the top economies in the world. So these are countries that you want to do business with. And there is a lot of technology in Europe and a lot of developments and a lot of things that you will want to go and see and experience and be able to improve your business by looking at how other people are doing their business. And that's how the world works. We've talked about it a lot on the channel. The interconnectivity of the globe has really helped everybody develop. You see how other people are doing things, you see their technology, and you share in the benefit of that resource. Everybody can develop quicker if we cooperate. If you're in business and you're ambitious, you want to be the best company in the world. And to do that, you need to collaborate with other companies and you need to see how they're doing things. If you're cutting off access to the whole of Europe, so therefore some of the biggest markets in the world you can no longer access, you can't travel there, you can't meet any of those people, then that's going to be limiting in terms of people's career opportunities and the fulfillment that they'll get from being in that business. So this will be a really big issue for a lot of people in business. It's not all about how much money you're making. It's the same in education. It's not all about the financial return. Some people want the desire for knowledge and to do things better. And generally, to do things better, you want to work with other people who are really good at what you do. And in Europe, there are a lot of really, really good people. So cutting off access to that whole market will be very disappointing and frustrating for a lot of people who are doing business in Russia. Now, most of the trips that we talked about are temporary. A business trip might be 1 or 2 days. A holiday might be 1 or 2 weeks. Education could be 1 or 2 years. But generally speaking, Russians would go abroad, have some fun, get some knowledge, see how other things are done, and then go back to the country and share the benefit of that knowledge. That's how generally life works. But if you're restricted from doing all of these things, if you're told you're no longer allowed to go to Europe at all, you can't deal with all of these people, then you have that fundamental question as to whether or not you want to stay under those restrictions. Are you happy with that regime, being told what to do, being told that you're not allowed to go anywhere, you're not welcome, or do you want to leave the country? And that then becomes an emigration issue. If you decide that you're not happy with your home country and the opportunities that it's offering you, then the other option you have is to emigrate, to leave the country. And this is the brain drain. And this is what I've talked about in a couple of other videos. One of the biggest risks to Russia right now is the brain drain, because all countries around the world want to retain their best people. That's how you get better. Your top performers will drive the country forward. They will add the most value to the economy and hopefully will bring in new ideas, new developments, new technology, all of the things that an economy needs to move forward. If all of your best people decide that the restrictions are too severe and they can no longer operate in that environment, then they will leave and other countries will benefit from their talent. And that is the biggest single risk to Russia right now. And I've talked about this in other videos. The technological challenges that Russia will face over the next few years are massive, because Russia has lost direct access to a lot of technology. And if you don't have that technology, then you'll need to develop it yourself. So you need brilliant people who are at the forefront of their sector. And if Russia are losing their top talent, then they're going to have a double whammy. They're going to lose the technology, and they're also going to lose the ability to develop their own technology. And if they try to force people to stay, then they're moving back towards a communist setup. This isn't what the people of Russia are looking for. They've seen how freedom works. They've seen how capitalism works. They're enjoying the opportunity that Russia had over the last 30 years. And this war is really forcing everything to go back in time. Russians are now being told you're not allowed to go to Europe, you're not allowed to do certain things. And what we're seeing is a mass emigration. Now, it's hard to get exact figures, but it's estimated that somewhere between 200,000 and 500,000 people have left Russia permanently since the start of the war. And it's very likely that the majority of those people will be higher educated and more skilled. So these are the better people from Russia. These are their top slice. This is the people that Russia wants to retain. They don't want all of their highly educated and skilled people walking away because that leaves them with issues within Russia. And that's exactly what's happening right now. And the closure of the border from Estonia is really bringing down the shutters. And this potentially would accelerate a further exodus because the opportunity to move into Europe is now becoming really limited for Russians. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because we've been talking about the sanctions for the last 5 months or so, and we know that it's difficult for Russia to do business with the Western world and the opportunities are coming down. But what is really important here is what's happening with the people. As we've just discussed, at times of crisis, you need your best people to perform. You need to be developing new technology, better ways of doing things, improving your efficiency. The last thing that Russia needs right now is for all of their best people to leave the country permanently and not come back, because that will make the situation much worse. And that's exactly what's been happening. Over the last 5 months, we have seen a mass exodus of educated and skilled people from Russia. And the European Union is trying to close this down. They're trying to stop that entry. All of the flights in and out of Russia were banned pretty quickly after the start of the war. So it's not been possible to fly into Europe. But a lot of people have been getting into their cars and driving through the borders. And Estonia announcing that it's closing its visa process makes it far more difficult for these Russians to be able to leave the country. If prior to this war, you were one of the best performers in your company and you were dealing with contacts in Paris and Madrid and London and Berlin, and all of a sudden, all of those opportunities have been stopped and you've been told you're not allowed to leave the country and you're unwelcome in the whole of Europe, you're going to be pretty annoyed about that situation. And it's the same if you're at the top of your field in education or research. If you've been dealing with the best people in the world and all of a sudden you're now limited to just dealing with a small number of countries, then that's not going to make you feel fulfilled in your career. So we're going to get a lot of discontent. A lot of people in Russia are going to be unhappy with the way things are shaping up. And over the next 2 or 3 years, it's going to get much worse. So I think we will continue to see the brain drain. I think we'll see people being frustrated by what's happening in Russia and the opportunities, and they're likely to defect and leave. So it's essentially going back to a similar situation to what we had back in the 70s and 80s, where the only way to get out of Russia was to defect, to actually run away from the country and then to ask for citizenship. So we haven't got to that situation just yet, but it feels like we're getting there because a lot of people are closing their borders to Russia. So the bottom line here for Russia is this is more bad news. And this, again, is the sanctions starting to hit home. We've seen the sanctions in place for over 5 months, and they're now starting to take effect. The pressure is building on Russia. And it's likely that over the next 3 to 6 months, we will see more of these sanctions starting to hurt Russia and the Russian economy. So hopefully you found today's episode useful, informative and educational. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.